This summer, a pair of Merlins took up housekeeping in a big pine tree in my neighborhood. These little falcons are probably the most noticeable birds of prey nesting in North Country backyards because they're extraordinarily noisy, sounding like hyperactive killdeers on steroids. Like other falcons, Merlins don't build their own nests. They appropriate a year-old crow's nest, still quite sturdy and easy to take over since crows build a new nest every year. I usually find Merlin nests in spruce trees and suspect that's a better choice than pine trees. But in this case, the babies started falling out of the nest a week or so before they were ready to fly. The first baby fell out of the nest on a weekend when the woman living in the house, whose name happens to be Laura, was right there to see it. The baby was starting to get its first real plumage, but the belly was still covered with white down, and downy feathers were poking out through the crown and upper breast feathers. Like all falcons, it had big, intelligent brown eyes, and studied me carefully as I picked it up. The nest was way too high up for me to be able to return it, so I put it in a thick lower branch where other close-by branches would help support it. Its talons were not grabbing very well yet, but I was hoping it was strong enough to hang on for a while. But I wasn't reckoning with how baby falcons rest, toes wide open on their flat nests, and sure enough, the little guy fell out again a couple of days later. This time, Debbie Waters, the naturalist from Hawk Ridge, came by and brought the bird to a nice little wooded lot just across the street. Merlin adults are extremely vigilant, and the mother paid close attention to what was happening, so Debbie knew that the baby would be fed and cared for over there. A few days later, I got another call after our big windstorm. This time, two more babies were on the ground. When I got there, I quickly found one of them and carried it over to the woodlot, the mother circling over my head and squawking every moment. This baby was more fully feathered than the first, almost ready to fledge. I set it in a tree, and unlike the first baby, this one was quite able to hang on to the perch, so I was pretty sure it would have an easier time than the first. I looked around and didn't see the first baby, the one Debbie had left there, but was pretty sure that one was there because this is where the mother had flown in from when I first arrived. I went back to the yard to search out the second baby, but couldn't find it anywhere until I looked up. There it was, perched in a branch about 10 feet high, looking down at me. This one was the most feathered of the bunch. Hardly any downy feathers were sticking out of its brown plumage at all, and so although it hit the ground on its first flight, it was indeed able to fly at least a bit. I haven't heard from Laura since this, and now I'm hearing falcons near my house, which are almost definitely from this little family, so I'm trusting the birds are flying on their own now. When we see adult falcons flying powerfully and effortlessly in the sky, it's hard to believe that they all started out as clumsy babies. It's been such a joy following Duluth's downtown peregrine falcons. Debbie Waters and Julie O'Connor from Hawk Ridge keep a spotting scope trained on the nest to give people downtown an opportunity to see and learn about these splendid birds. It's fun to see the white downy chicks when they first approach the edge of the nest, and fun to watch them flapping their wings and getting stronger and stronger. But when they first take off, our stomachs fall just like when we let go of the bicycle when our own little ones are trying their first solo. We're terrified for them even as we feel exultant each moment they stay up. Within days, they master the basics, and it's hard to remember why it seemed so scary. In a few weeks, we'll be seeing the first falcons and other hawks migrating along Hawk Ridge, and we'll be marveling at their effortless, graceful flight. This year's babies will be up there winging with the best, and we'll feel that lovely exultance that we feel when our own children are bicycling effortlessly, graceful masters of movement. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.